Just going to read us a little Psalms, start off. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks unto God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, his mercy endures forever. To him who stretched out the earth above the waters, his mercy endures forever. To him who made the great heavenly lights, his mercy endures forever. We're going to do things a little different today. We're going to start off with our tithes and offerings. Today is, we're experiencing some of the most uncertain times that anyone alive has ever witnessed. There's a potent ambiguity that permeates everything on the earth right now. But the geese are still going. Winter's still coming. Winter's still coming. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Every believer has the authority to rebuke the author of that uncertainty, of that ambiguity and darkness. But with our tithes, we release and we invite God to rebuke the enemy as well. At Bridge of Hope, you can give your tithes and offerings up here in the front, or on boxes on the wall in the back, or at akbridgeofhope.com. Malachi 3:10 says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And test me in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing, and there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. So if there's any confusion, tithe is a tenth of your income. You can't tithe 20% or 30%. That's an offering on top of your 10% tithe. Anything more than 10% or less than 10%, that's an offering, and that still goes towards furthering the kingdom. Either all of this is true or none of it's true. God says, test me in this, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So, Father, we thank you. We praise your name and thank you that you rebuke the devourer and that we are hidden in your wings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Steve. I saw you walking down with that shofar and I just felt that we needed that blown in the beginning of the service today. To break off anything that's hindering us, to break off anything that made us maybe say, oh, do I really want to go today? Right? Those struggles that we're having, the things in our minds that are going on, just break them off, just break them off, just break them off, God. Break them off, God. Break them off, God. More of you, more of you, more of you, more of you. We say all to you, God, all to you, God, all to you, God, all to you, God. Yes, 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 yes. That's our heart's cry. Our heart's cry is yes, yes to everything that you have. Everything you have for us individually. Anything you have for us as a family. Anything you have for us as a community. Anything you have for us as a state. Anything you have for us as a nation. Anything you have for us as a people. Your people. We need to say yes. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. So this morning, Rachel and I often have visions together. We'll see different parts of it. And I know you think, what are those girls doing up there? Well, we're prophetic, and we're performing a prophetic act, just being led by the Holy Spirit. But this is what I saw. I saw Jesus ride in here on a white stallion, but it wasn't like racing. It was like a prancing. And he came, and he was here, and the stallion was so excited, and he was almost like dancing, but really stomping the ground at the same time, like thunderously. And Jesus kept reining him around, and then he would look, and the horse would, and he'd rein him around again, and Jesus would look. And I had a sense that he was looking, do you see me? I'm right here. Do you see me? And then Rachel she was seeing what I was seeing. And then she got the second part.
I saw these angels in the back, and they were holding horses, myriads of horses. Like, they were just as far as you could see, all white stallions. And it was like the Lord was ready to release. It was like he was just waiting. It was like when Daniel had the angel released for him to fight on his behalf. He was like, I've got them. They're here. He's just waiting.
So I felt like this is a call for us to step in to... He's saying, will you ride with me? That's what he's saying. Will you ride with me? And Rachel and I also... Once in a while, we have a sword... And the spirit that comes just, and this, but I've never had it in my hand with fire. And today it had fire on it. And Rachel felt like it was a commissioning sword to commission those who are saying, yes, we're going to ride with you. And Zach had a word during prayer about fire this morning. And so it just was so confirming. Can you share that?
Okay, well, it's kind of lengthy, but I had seen something Friday night when we were in here, a wave, like a tsunami, a tidal wave of fire that crashed upon the body of Christ, and the body was made gold. It was a refinement, and we were left standing with loaves of bread, each one of us in our hand. And today is, this evening is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and it is a day to present sacrifice, a sacrifice by fire to the Lord. And so, I don't find it coincidental. I think it's important that we respond to what the Lord's doing, and so we need to respond to him today. We need to respond to what he's saying. Will you ride? Will you step into this thing? Will you allow the fire of God to refine, to bring an offering that is consumed by fire and given to him? Will you receive a commission today to ride? And so, if you want, you don't have to, but if you want, you can actually step forward and come into the altar as we continue in worship. I know there's not a ton of room down here, I just invite you to come and respond to what the Lord's doing and saying. Receive what he's saying and doing.
Oh, yeah.
I heard the Lord, I feel, speak this to me just a second ago, and I believe it's an opportunity. It's in conjunction to the response of our hearts. I believe that God is, in this season, that there are dreams and visions that God is going to release, like an unusual amount, and we are to pay particularly close attention to what He's saying in our dreams and in vision, and you need to write them down. Even if you feel like, I'll remember, write them down, pay attention. You need to talk about what He's saying. I believe He's releasing in this season the dreams that I believe He wants to bring quick fulfillment to. So again, just as you respond to Him, prepare yourself to hear from Him. This isn't just a, I responded really cool. It's a, I responded, I opened my heart, and God is going to answer that response. And so prepare, write down and speak about what God is saying and showing you through dreams and visions.
Just talk about it just a little bit, read a little bit of it. This is going to be a new song, and it really goes in with what God is talking about today. Let me just read. I'm going to read the chorus. I'm going to read the bridge. So it goes, O Christ be magnified, let His praise arise. Christ be magnified. O Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified. I won't bow to idols. I'll stand strong and I'll worship You. And if it puts me through the fire, I'll rejoice because You're there too. And I won't be formed by feelings. I'll hold fast to what is true. And if the cross brings transformation, You can hang me there with You. Because death is just a doorway into resurrection life. And when I join You in Your suffering, then I'll join You when You rise. And when You return from glory with all the angels and the saints, my heart will still be singing. And my song will be the same. Christ be magnified. And this is the response. This is a response. I'm willing to hang there with You. I'm willing to die. It's my joy.
So a couple of weeks ago, we just passed the 19th anniversary of September 11th. And I don't know about you, if I wouldn't have seen it on the news or somebody reminded me, I might have forgotten about it. But there are dates that I will never forget about. And I can say, I remember where I was when I heard the news, right? You all can say that. I remember where I was when the Challenger blew up. I remember where I was where I heard the news when Ronnie Reagan got shot. And if you're old like me, you can say, I remember when Kennedy got shot, or Pearl Harbor, a day that will live in infamy. But it's not about the day, because my day isn't a date. My day is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And it doesn't matter if I'm on paid vacation in Iraq or I'm at Barter Island changing an engine on an airplane. I will remember that day. It does not go by that I don't think about it. And even though my folks aren't there, and I don't know that they know, they don't know that I'm thinking about it and pausing to remember. They may, I don't know. But we have an opportunity this morning to remember someone who is sitting here watching us remember him. I've often thought, what would my folks think if they knew that I was stopping that day to think about them? Well, the king is here. We said he's here. There's a horse up here stomping holes in the floor. And the line of them in the back. He's here. And we are stopping to remember what he did. Because if all it is news, and I can remember where I was when I heard the news, it hasn't done anything. This is news that has changed my life. Not just physical, but eternal. Because the King of Heaven, sitting on that horse, emptied himself and dressed up like me. And the Father looked at him with a gaze that no man can see God and live. Do we remember that verse? Well, he was dressed up as me. And the Father looked at him. And in an instant, that sin was destroyed. It was consumed in an all-consuming fire. So that I can stand here dressed like him. Because if he didn't dress like me, I don't get to dress like him. And while we hold these emblems in our hand and remember what happened, it's not a passive thing. It's not a disconnected thing. He's sitting right here. What you doing? I'm thinking about you. I'm remembering what you did. He is right there. It should change our whole perception of what's going on here, of what's in our hands. The one that we are remembering is here observing us, remind ourselves of what it cost to be here. Father, what an amazing story that you would give your only begotten Son, the Son of God, to become the Son of Man and to bear the sin of man so that man could bear the righteousness of God. What an amazing thing. Jesus, we are so amazed you're here. We are so honored you live in us. We are so blessed to be your children, to bear your name, to bear your righteousness. I don't even feel worthy drinking this in front of you. How intimidating that the King of Heaven is watching me remember his sacrifice. Let it transform our lives. Let us awaken to a new realization of who you are and what you've done on our behalf. Without you, we are nothing. We're lost. But with you, we are alive forevermore. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy. Thank you for being here. We remember, and we will never forget. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, worship team. Thank you, everyone that makes this service happen. Zach or whoever speaking always gives us a good word, but thank you, worship team. Thank you, Ben, for that. Ben always does a great job with the communion, but I've got still a little heat in my chest from that. Thank you. And speaking of our worship, I don't know if anyone knows, but we've got some adult-sized flags over here as well. And, you know, whenever there's a victory won, there's flying flags in the street, they're waving flags, and we're winning a victory every day. And for me, I don't feel natural just going, hey, huh. But if you put a flag in your hand, it's like, hey, that's worship right there. Nobody notices. You're just really going, woo, yeah. So, Marita, you got something for us?
It's great to have the flags back out. Wow, what a good morning. Thanks for joining us. How many got to participate in Friday night worship and prayer? Wow. It was the first. We'll be doing it every 10 days through this 40-day prayer and fast. The next one will be October 4th, 7 p.m. here. And you're welcome to jump in to the prayer and fast if you haven't already. It's never too late. We welcome you to join us. There are prayer directives if you would like to use them. They're posted daily on our Facebook page, but also there's papers in the foyer that you can pick up and take with you just every day where we're in unity praying together. So it's so good. We welcome you to join us again on October 4th for the next one. Tomorrow night, it's a Sunday night. Got it? Next Sunday. It's already almost October. Woohoo! This is exciting. So something else that we start in the fall is adult volleyball. So those that want to get out, Monday night, 7 p.m., tomorrow night, it's starting tomorrow night, 7 p.m., anybody that wants to get out and play volleyball in the gym, you're welcome to come on out. That's all I have. You can come and cheer them on and laugh. You get just as much exercise laughing, probably. I don't know.
Okay, so Ignite Kids are going to go. Ablaze Youth are going to go. And I think we must be the tidal wave of fire. Is that what's going on in here?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.